verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
It is a Saturday night. We hope your world is all right. We are your voice in the night, on loan, rented out, all yours for a few hours tonight. We are Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM KWRD, and we just thank God that you are here with us tonight, because you could be anywhere on a Saturday night, but somewhere you have us on, in your cars, in your house. We know somebody's going out to kick it tonight. We know somebody's just on the way to kick it. And the reality is, we just thank God that you are here with us. My name is Pastor Mark D. Ingram, and we are your Crystal the Rock team for this Saturday night.
Amen, Pastor Mark.
I definitely want to introduce, see, y'all are clowning already. This is early. I want to introduce my team members for tonight here. Pastor Ricky Vargas, say what's up, man.
You got me all stirred up already, brother.
Yeah, say what's up. What's up? Pastor Ricky is with us tonight, and our other team member, we're waiting on him, so he might show up running through the door like Batman through the Batcave, Brother Guillermo Morales. But we have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. We have a brother and a sister of mine that are dear to me, and they are in the studio tonight. And tonight we are going to talk about what it means to have a goal, a dream, a vision, to believe in such, and then to put feet to the ground. In other words, get after that goal, get after that dream, get after that vision. And I think that's something everybody will be able to relate to tonight. So you all kick back, get you a cold one, some Kool-Aid, hopefully. You know.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Thank you. Get you something nice. And we're looking forward to having a good time tonight. So before we get started, Pastor Rick, with our music and things like that, let's kick around the week. How was your week, man?
I had a good week. As a matter of fact, we had an amazing week.
Okay.
Yeah, we had some meetings that we went to and stuff, and rough in the edges, but it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, see, you know, I always got to check with you, because I'm like, you know, Pastor Rick, tell me about your week. And he's just like, it was great. And I'm like, and? Well, you know, like, follow through?
Let me explain a little bit more.
Thank you!
We had a meeting Friday night.
God.
With some of the elders of the church, and it was amazing.
Okay.
God did some amazing things. And then Sunday, we went to Rowlett. They prepared us, some Jewish people prepared us a meal. We went up there and ministered to them a little bit. So it was good, Pastor Mark. We had a good time, and today I went swimming, brother.
Oh, man. You know what? And if y'all can, I wish we had a camera to take a Pastor Ricky in the studio today, because, you know, y'all go to the Crystal the Rock website, you know, www.crystaltherock.com, and you all will see your radio personality. You all will see our pictures there on the website. And if y'all can see Pastor Rick right now, you know, his color is kind of totally different from what the picture is on the website. So
I
might give him a hard time tonight about what his color is tonight. But, you know, he's got it going on today. You can tell he's been in the pool and, you know, sunbathing and all of that. And so I guess that's all good. And I'm going to make that transition right here, Pastor Ricky, with this little humorous little statement right here. Man, is it just me, or is it hot out here in the last couple of weeks? And I mean, when it's hot, I'm talking about hot, hot, whereas it's get somewhere and sit down hot.
Yeah, it is.
You know, don't be outside doing nothing hot. And I have to tell you this funny story, Pastor Rick, before we kind of get to our guests that are in the studio today. And I really want you all to kind of ride this ride with me, ride this wave with me, because y'all know why we do it here on Crystal the Rock. And, man, we're driving down the street. And you know how you hit those rural stretches of road? And when you hit those rural stretches of road, you know, you see some of those billboards that are not really high, way up. Right. Can I get it right? Thank you, sir. Thank you. You don't get those billboards that are highway up. You get some of them that are stationed and planted right in the middle of a field. And so when you kind of drive by, you see, you know, the fields are normally populated with cows and animals. And, you know, but we drove by this particular field and I didn't see the normal cows and the normal wildlife out there because
it's too hot.
Oh, you just hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Man, we passed by that sign. Do you know I saw about 5 or 10 cows behind that
right.
sign
yeah.
in the shade.
In the shade.
And
even,
I thought that was too funny. I'm just like,
instinct.
Oh, man, it is,
yeah.
it is hot out here. And my wife is somewhat versed, you know, in Spanish. You know how I do it. I can kind of blow it sometimes and mess it up.
Está caliente.
You know?
Muy caliente.
Hey, let me ask you this. Does calor mean heat or hot? You know, is that hot?
Yeah.
That calor, yeah, that's heat or hot, you know, but again.
We say caliente more than the
more
other
than
word.
Calor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you notice how we say, you know, it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, leave it up to me instead of saying, oh, I say color. You know, I'm like, hey, it's color.
He's learning, brother.
You know, hey, it's color.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, it's color.
You know, and it takes my wife to say, baby, it's I say color. And
yeah,
I'm like,
there
well,
you go.
Look, now, wait a minute. I'm not the one that, but hey, at least that's better than what? TBN in lace?
Yeah, Pastor Mark is doing the George Lopez here, huh?
TBN in laces, TBN in La C. I want to read a quick news story before we get started with our show tonight. That okay with y'all?
Go ahead.
You know, I'm a Cowboy fan, Dallas Cowboy fan.
Cowboy
and
fan,
they
huh?
Just had the, yeah, man, I think this is the year. I think this is the year they're going to do it.
I ain't going to prophesy that.
I tell you what, I'm believing it. And the Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl this year. But this story I want to read talks about, I guess, the real football. Or do we say football? Football. There was a game out there at the stadium. The Mexican soccer teams, Club America, and is it San Luis? San Luis FC. They were serenaded with a swarm of plastic horns because they picked up a much-needed, rare 3-0 victory in a preseason soccer match out there at the stadium. And they pulled in 27,000 people out there. Wow. That was quite a dip from the previous game at the new stadium where Club America and England's Chelsea played. They played in front of about 58,000. But this last Saturday, the soccer match was about 27,000 strong. But Dallas Cowboys spokesman Brett Daniels said the soccer event gave the Cowboys a way to tap into the area Hispanic market. And that will continue, whether with the Gold Cup or with the Caribbean Regional Championships or even future club matches out there. And so Brett Daniels said it was a huge success. There was a lot of passion in the Hispanic community for soccer out there at the stadium. So the Cowboys basically were quite happy being able to get that soccer match out there. And I think that's the coolest, how Jerry Jones is really utilizing that stadium, not just for football, but to even bring people together. And he's really specific towards various genres, and I think that's a cool thing. So I think that's a good bit of sports coverage in an article authorized by Tobias Xavier Lopez of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So I think that's a pretty good story to kind of kick our show off with, because when you look at that dream of a stadium out there, I tell you what, you have to have some type of vision, goal, or dream. You know what I'm saying, Pastor Rick?
Yes. Well, Jerry's he's a dreamer, brother. I believe that. He's a man that's determined to win some more Super Bowls, I believe. Yeah.
He'll do it. You know, he's got the resources to do it. And so I think that's a perfect lead-in. We're talking about visions. We're talking about dreams. We're talking about goals and what we need to be doing to achieve that. And we want our listeners to understand tonight that we have some quite esteemed guest in the studio with us tonight, and I think we're going to have some fun tonight because that's going to be the gist of our show. But not only will we talk about goals, dreams, visions, and the plans of how to achieve all that that we just mentioned, man, you all get to hear some good music tonight. You all get to hear the inspiration behind the songs. You all get to hear the personalities behind the music and even what group that they belong to, because that same group that we're going to talk about tonight, the American Christian Songwriters Association, I am a humbled and proud member of that group also. And so right here is a pretty good time. I want to introduce you all. We see Brother Guillermo has made it to the studio.
Yeah,
we're going to bring him in the next segment. But I want to introduce to the listeners tonight my brother from another. But his name is John. His name is John Hirschenberg. And I want John to introduce himself to this Saturday Night Live listening audience right here on 100.7. The Word, Christo the Rock. By the way, man, we are the sister station to the number one Christian. You like that, Cody? Yeah, you like that? We are the number one Christian radio station, not just in Dallas, but in the United States of America. And you can't get any bigger than that. And so I want my friend here to jump in here, Mr. John, because you all are going to hear a lot from him tonight. And he's definitely brought an artist of his. She's my baby sister. Her name is Steph. And so I want to introduce our audience to them tonight. Mr. John, say hi to the audience.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, it's great to be with you guys on a Saturday night. Let me tell you, no place I'd rather be.
That's all right, man. Steph, say hi to the people.
Hey, guys.
Oh, you got to do better than that.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah.
From Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, she, you know, she's a little firecracker. Yeah, we get in the studio, she want to get all shy, you know. And so we're going to actually have some fun tonight, you all. I want to talk to Pastor Rick before we get this ball rolling. You know, we're talking about songs. We're talking about visions. We're talking about dreams and goals. Give me something that our listeners can latch on to when it comes down to what it means to have a dream, what it means to have a goal, what it means to have a vision. And then, you know, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, kind of transition over and kind of speak that bilingually, if you would, just a short snippet of it, okay?
Okay. You know that I think this is a very good topic because Stephanie's kind of young in age and stuff. We have to set a high standard.
Okay.
Tenemos que poner nuestros anhelos en un lugar, inspiración, más allá que nuestros pensamientos. Tener anhelos es una cosa muy importante, metas en nuestras vidas. Porque si no ponemos metas, no llegamos a ese lugar, no luchamos por esas cosas y tenemos que luchar. I was saying that, telling the people, Pastor Mark, that she's young. I believe that she had that desire since she was young to do what she's doing today.
Yeah.
But she never let go of that dream.
Right.
She had a goal to one day be at a place.
Yeah.
And do what she's doing today.
Yeah.
So I was telling the people,
that's good.
You gotta set, you gotta reach your high water mark.
Yeah.
You gotta reach that place, but you can't allow those dreams to die.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we all let go of our dreams, but we have to get back. Because we all have dreams. And I was born, and I was wanted to do this and do that, but I ended up doing something else.
Yeah.
So we got to come back to, and dreams are for real, bro.
Yeah. And see, we're going to fit, that's real good, Pastor. We're going to fit that into the big scheme of things tonight when it talks about not only having a dream, but make sure the dream lines up with the grand scheme that God has for our lives.
Amen.
So we're definitely going to touch on that a little bit later in the show. But right about now, I want to talk to my brother here, John, and really get him introduced to our listeners, because you all are going to learn quite a bit about him, his goal, his visions, his dreams, and how that impacts Stephanie, and then how that in turn impacts not only the state of Texas, but the America that we live in now, the United States of America. So, John, I want you to jump on in here. Since we're talking about dreams, visions, and goals, before we get to your personal testimony, I want you to tell us a little bit about you, and that you tell us about you I want the listeners to be able to get in that boat with us and say, okay, I feel John there. I'm with him. I'm going to take this ride with him for the next 2.5-3 hours. Give us something. Give our listeners something that they can latch on to before we start talking about a personal testimony that we all might have when it comes down to dreams, goals, and vision.
Okay. Well, going all the way back till I was maybe 5-6 years old, I realized that I was an extremely competitive person.
Okay.
Okay. And as I got a little bit older, I realized that that wasn't necessarily about competing around with those around me.
Right,
it was about taking a look at a goal, something that was ahead of me, and reaching that goal. As I got older, I started figuring out the steps to reach that goal. I realized there were things you needed to do if you wanted to accomplish
Things you need to do.
The dreams, visions, and goals, this topic is right up my alley because I feel like I've been geared towards that my whole life. I thought it was about competition, but no.
Right.
It was about having something in front of you and doing what it took
to get there.
That's right.
That's beautiful. I want to tag on that before we let John go on a little bit further, simply because we definitely want to make sure that our listeners stay in the boat with us, and we want them to take this whole ride with us tonight, because you all are not going to just hear us talking. The great music that you hear tonight is going to be emanating from John and the artist here, Stephanie, and that is a living example of, wow, this is what I have in my spirit, this is what I see, this is what I feel, and so now what am I doing to make that happen?
There you go.
So the music that you hear is not going to be something that we pulled out of the sky. This will be something that you can literally say, wow, she sang that? Wow, that's John's label? And so before we go any further and we start talking about, because I want to get back to that topic, and it's a little phrase that I want you to translate for me in a bit, Pastor Ricky. John said there were things that you needed to do to give that dream or vision legs. And the scripture the Lord just dropped in my spirit then was, faith without works is dead. And so with that, I want you to translate for my listeners real quick just that short little snippet of faith without works. And then we're going to come back and talk about the first song, and we're going to get into the mission, the overview of the American Christian Songwriters Association. But can you translate for me real quick
Está
that faith without works is dead passage?
John, de su sueño, ¿verdad? Sus anhelos, la fe sin obra está muerta. Es como un coche, un carro sin la máquina, sin el motor, no se puede mover. Entonces la fe, si no la usa uno no se mueve en fe, la fe no puede traer la promesa de Dios a nuestras vidas. I was telling Pastor Mark about, he said something so powerful that he said about his dream, he reminded me of a pit bull.
That stubborn
they don't
determination.
Let go.
You got that right.
You were
That's
so determined.
Right. Yeah.
And now you're starting to live out your dream.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because you never let go of that.
Yeah. You think Selena had a dream?
Oh, yes.
Hello. Yeah.
Amen.
All day.
Amen.
And we wouldn't have seen that gift that she has if she wouldn't have decided to
keep on going.
Right. Because her road was littered with a lot of rejection starting off. And I love that story whenever I watch that movie. You know, that's one of my wife's favorite artists. And I love to see that her dad, through all of the rejection, still said, you know, my wife came in the house with a Selena CD. I'm like, oh, what is... But, you know, all of a sudden, after every time the movie is on, I ask her the same question. How many times have you seen this movie? And then next thing you know, I'm sitting there, right there with her, watching
it
that same
movie. It has a message,
movie.
Pastor Martin.
You know?
It has a message.
It really does.
And I'm going to tell you what I feel now.
Yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost, brother.
Hey, I tell you what. He's all up in here, but save that, man. Save that for later. All right, save that for later. John, I want you to give me a quick overview of the American CSA before we get into our first segment, because if you can give me a quick overview, and then the next segment, we're going to really come back and get into the mission of this vision God has given you. I want you to give me a quick overview of the American Christian Songwriters Association, and then we're going to set up the first song that we're going to hear, which is Faith, Family, and Friends. Go ahead, Mr.
Very
John.
Good, Mark. Well, the American Christian Songwriters Association is a body of worship leaders, songwriters, Christian musicians, people that have a song on their heart, they want to know what to do with it. As a body of musicians and songwriters, we get together and we help each other. We support and encourage people when they start writing their songs. They'd like to get those songs recorded.
Right.
They want to help promote that music and get it heard.
Yeah.
In fact, our organization's mission is to get our members' music heard, to bless other people, and to further the kingdom of God. That's what we're all about. So that, in a nutshell, is an overview.
All right, that's a quick overview, and we're going to get back into that the next segment, because I want you to give contact information real quick so that as people are listening to this first song by one of the artists with the American Christian Songwriting Association, they can at least put her picture with the song, and then they can say, man, I want to join that organization. Hit us with some contact info before you set this song up.
Okay, my friend Stephanie Valderrama, her website is www.stephanievalderrama.com. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Valderrama, V-A-L-D-E-R-R-A-M-A.com. And American Christian Songwriters Association, it's easy, AmericanCSA.com.
All right.
Amen.
Wonderful. I tell you what. Set up this song for me that we're about to go into in the next 30, 45 seconds, Faith, Family, and Friends. Summarize that for me in about 30 seconds.
Man, I can't wait till you guys hear this song. It's going to be one of our first releases off of the CD.
Okay.
And it's really about getting a word from somebody that kind of encapsulating how they feel about life and loving other people around them.
Okay.
It's about treating people all around you like your friend and making those friends feel part of your family.
All right.
And using the faith in God to get that done.
Wonderful. You heard it here first. The first song that you're about to hear, Crystal the Rock, Faith, Family, and Friends from my baby sis, Stephanie Valderrama. You are listening to 100.7 FM KWRD. We are also home to what? The number one Christian radio station in America. Tune back in because we can't wait to have you back with us. All right. See you in a bit.
Your face.